25 past six. Joining me now for their reflections, Scott McDonald, founder of the Victorian branch of the Australian Motoring Enthusiasts Party. Good evening, Scott.
Evening. How are you going?
I'm very well. As far as you're concerned, is Ricky Muir now effectively a Palmer United Party senator?
Yes. From our point of view, and my independent point of view, it effectively is part of the Palmer United Party. I've had several different people read over the papers and give their opinion, and when asked a question before I gave my opinion, their opinion was, we've now got four Palmer United Party senators in Canberra.
So when you say the papers, have you seen the memorandum of understanding between Palmer United Party and the Motoring Enthusiast Party, or Ricky Muir?
I've seen bits and pieces of it. I've been lucky enough to be sent some pieces by certain journalists. And I've seen parts of it, but in short, it really is a case of, well, as they say, they're going to vote as a block, and that means that if Palmer United Party is voting one way, then the ANVP will vote the same way.
Right, are they locked into that agreement, as far as you understand?
As far as I understand, there is a tiny little bit of movement in it, but from all accounts, it would be a fairly drastic sort of thing for them to part from that agreement.
Okay, so what does that mean for Ricky Muir, as far as you're concerned? I mean, he's technically a representative of the Motoring Enthusiast Party. He was elected as a representative of the Motoring Enthusiast Party. I understand the Victorian branch has now been cut off, at least temporarily, so there's an element of that. But where does he stand? What's his position?
Well, as far as we can ascertain, because none of us have actually been able to talk to him, from our point of view, he is no longer a representative or a true representative of the ANP. What he is a Palmer United Party senator that was elected under the ANP.
Does that mean he's going to be disendorsed?
There is a slight possibility of that. Look, what we're going to do from here on is that we're going to hold a meeting for all the members next Wednesday night, and it's going to be held here in Melbourne at 7 o'clock, and all the members will be invited. Those that can't make it will be given as much information via written means as possible and asked to vote on it. We're going to give everybody the opportunity to listen to both sides, all the information that we have access to. And from there, the members will decide what is good.
Okay, just to clarify, is this a meeting of the Victorian branch of the Motoring Enthusiast Party?
Yes, it is.
Well, hasn't that branch been suspended from the overall organisation?
According to the central executive, they say that it has been. However, due process was not followed when doing that. And therefore, when you don't follow due process, you can't sack somebody without following the due process. It would be like, you know, any boss trying to sack any worker and just doing it without actually following the process, which is in place. They made the rules. They set the rules. They wrote the constitution that sets out how somebody's got to be sacked and what they need to follow to do that,
okay.
And that wasn't done.
So what's happening then, if I've got this right, is the Victorian branch of the Motoring Enthusiast Party is going to have a meeting next Wednesday,
yep.
Which probably won't be recognised by the centre of the party because it believes it's suspended you, but you can test that, to determine whether or not Ricky Muir is still a senator of the Motoring Enthusiast Party or still a candidate of the Motoring Enthusiast Party.
It's confusing, isn't it?
It's very confusing. And then the question that arises from all of that is, does any of it actually matter? Because, of course, he's been elected. Whether he's a Motoring Enthusiast Party member or candidate or not actually doesn't matter at this point. He's been elected to the Australian Senate. He can be completely independent, or he can go join and defect to the Palmer United Party or do whatever he wants.
Well, that will be his choice. If he decides to run independent or decides to defect and become a Palmer United senator, then that would be his choice. If the members voted in that direction, of course, there's no guarantee that to say that the voters will, or the members will say that he's done the wrong thing. We're not saying, nobody's saying that he's done the wrong thing, and in when what Clive Palmer says in that we share similar ideals is right. There is some similar things there.
That's fine. I'll come to the question of whether what he did was right or wrong or good or bad or whatever in a sec.
Yep.
But I'm just asking, does it actually matter in the end what you do? Because you can't remove him from the Senate. He's there. He's elected. That's the end of the story.
Well, there is a process where he can be removed. It is long and it's tedious, and it would take a lot of work, but there is a process, just like there's a process to kick out a Prime Minister, there is a process to remove a Senator. It is not an easy process, and it's not one that I fully understand, to be honest with you, but we have experts that have gone through it, and they assure us that it can be done. It's just not an easy thing to be done.
Yeah, I'd be very interested in seeing that process, because you're removing an elected senator, as a party. I'm not sure how that would work, so I'll certainly watch that space. We did hear Ricky Muir comment on it today. So he surfaced and spoke to the media. This is a bit of what he said.
In the short time since the election, I have worked hard to represent the people who have elected me. I'm happy to report today that I've enlisted the support of the three Palmer United senators to support the motoring policies of our party, and I'm happy to support them in their policy initiatives. Together, I can do so much more than I could have achieved alone.
That's Ricky Muir explaining his decision to forge an agreement with the Palmer United Party. Do you ultimately accept that what he's done has maximised the power of the party's platform?
I wouldn't say maximised it. Like, there's two sides to looking at it. Yes, the Palmer United Party has got a lot of power, and it's got a lot of money and a lot of access to things we would not have had. However, there has been independents out there that have basically held the balance of power to themselves. And he was in a position where he could have had the balance of power to just one person and one party, and whereby we could have had anything we wanted and picked and choose of which way we vote on which policies. Whereas now, we don't get to choose which way we vote. We just vote with the one direction, and that's it.
Well, the flip side is you get four people voting for anything that the Motoring Enthusiast Party want.
If it goes that way, yes.
Yeah.
But we've yet to see guarantees that that will actually happen.
A lot to see
unfold. It does, but...
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting to watch. Thank you very much, Scott.
No worries, thank you.
Scott McDonald, founder of the Victorian branch of the Australian Motoring Enthusiast Party. The status of that branch, I suppose, is up in the air as well, given what he just had to say there.